House Bill 1065 to expand the South Dakota Retirement System Board membership. Are there proponents of House Bill 1065?
Thank you,
Thank you. Did you sign in at the door?
Yes, but I didn't use my real name.
Good evening. Hi. It's nice to be here. I'm feeling sort of retiring and shy. Get it? Retiring? Okay. My name is State Representative Matt Michaels. I represent District 18 and am on the Retirement Laws Committee in the House, as you will remember. And I passed out a grid that Ms. Mertz and I had worked out relative to the retirement system membership. And if you'll recall, during the summer, I foreshadowed that this would be an issue that we would bring up, and we asked the Board of Trustees what their opinion is. And I think you'll hear their testimony as a soft no for the reasons that I think that they genuinely feel that there's appropriate representation. I obviously bring this bill forward regardless from the standpoint that it's certainly within the purview of the legislature to discern the membership, the mix, the number, and also to be able to make it fluid and compare to circumstances that have changed since 1974 when the system came together. We just went through a reapportionment. And the redistricting concept is based on one person, one vote. And when the amalgamation of all the retirement systems came into in 1974, obviously those interested groups that are still interested had the election capability to elect somebody to represent them. Currently, out of the over 60,000 participants, there's 15,000 are benefit recipients, which are retirees, and consequently, that's 25% of the total represented on an equivalent basis only by one individual, and he does that very well, as you all know, Dr. Hansen. He does a superb job representing all the retirees. But the bill is simple and adds two more retirees just on the principle of one person, one vote. I did work on some staggering language that is in the rest of the bill in terms of how that would roll up so that you could have people voting for representation in the retiree sector, but they wouldn't all come on and off at the same time. And appreciate I received quite a bit of assistance in doing that correctly. So all in all, that's what the bill does, is it simply changes right now from one retiree to three retirees. It would take the board size up to 20 with 19 voting, if I've done my math right. And that's it.
All right, then, are there any questions from members of the committee? If not, then are there further proponents of House Bill 1065?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Dean Hyde, representing AARP. Since the system began, there's been quite a few of us retired, and I greatly appreciate this retirement system. Like Steve Myers told the interim committee, he said this is the most important thing that the legislature has done, and I have to agree with that. It's a quality of life that I could not have envisioned when I started here. But anyway, as of fiscal year 2001, I think the numbers were mentioned earlier, but there is 12,626 retired members, 2,321 survivors members. In other words, could be children, could be spouses, and whatever. That's almost 15,000, 14,947 total retired survivors. 34,888 are active members. And the opponents may say the board is large enough. There's 16 members now, voting members, and they may say it's large enough. But I guess I would have to say if they need a bigger room, rent a bigger room. And boards, human nature just tells that a board does not want to dilute their vote. If a board is asked to dilute their vote, they're probably going to not do it. If they're one of 16, that's a lot better than one of 18 voting, because adding two more would be 18 voting. Steve Myers does not vote. And the other principle I'd like to mention to you is that not only are the retirees more in number than they used to be, the amount of money that's in there is our money too. And we need to be in on the decision making a little more than 1 to 15. 3 to 18 would be a lot better. And so, therefore, we recommend the due pass on this bill.
All right, thank you, sir. Are there any further proponents of House Bill 1065?
Elaine Roberts with the South Dakota Education Association. Our board of directors had a lengthy discussion about this piece of legislation and voted to go on record in support of the legislation of adding to the board. We had to do some reorganizing of our own board of directors to meet the test of one person, one vote, and to make sure diverse groups were represented, which meant the room is pretty tight. We may have to go into a bigger room as well. But we just want to go on record as supporting this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there further proponents of House Bill 1065?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Paul Elward, American Federation of State County Municipal Employees. Most of our members are active members. We do have a few of those who have retired and rehired. Our organization has passed a resolution in support of increasing the retiree membership from 1 to 3. So I think we have a clear direction from our organization that we do support this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Are there further proponents of House Bill 1065? Further proponents of House Bill 1065. I see none, then. Are there opponents of House Bill 1065?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, I'm Elmer Brinkman, Chair of the Trustees for the South Dakota Retirement System. And I think I'm the delegated spokesperson for the soft negative. House Bill 1065 adds two retirees to the South Dakota Retirement System Board of Trustees. These two retirees will be elected during the 2003 election process, with one retiree elected to a 3-year term and one retiree elected to a 4-year term. A retiree could run for either, but not both, of the new trustee positions. At the start of the October 1, 2001 meeting of the Retirement Laws Committee, the South Dakota Retirement System Board of Trustees was asked to consider possible legislation to add two retirees to the board. We adopted a resolution at our December 5, 2001 meeting, which has been previously forwarded to you. And if you didn't bring your copy to the meeting, I understand that staff has copies. In fact, I think they've been handed out. The South Dakota Retirement System Board of Trustees is comprised of 17 members representing a variety of public employees, employers, and retirees, including 10 elected by employee groups, 1 elected by retirees, 3 elected by participating employer groups, 2 appointed by the governor, and 1 appointed by the Investment Council. And increasing the size of a 17-member board will reduce the board's operating efficiency and potentially lead to more proposals for increased or additional representation on the board in the future. The current size of the board and its composition assumes representation of all member and employer interests in an effective manner, and the mission of the board is to plan, implement, and administer income replacement programs for members and retirees. And each trustee has a responsibility to represent the best interests of the system, considering all members, active and retired, as well as the trustees' respective group. And since a majority of the trustees are active members who will eventually become retired members, all, including retirees, all are well represented. A significant number of retired members and Retired member advocacy and lobbyist groups attend and provide input at every SDRS Board of Trustee meetings. And the board is not really aware of any issue which has been decided adversely to retirees because of the composition of the board. And so, gentlemen of the committee, based on these factors, the South Dakota Retirement System Board of Trustees respectfully recommends that the Retirement Laws Committee take no action to change the composition of the SDRS Board of Trustees or its size. And so on behalf of the board, thank you for allowing me to express its position on House Bill 1065.
Thank you. Do any members have questions? If not, then, thank you. Are there further opponents of House Bill 1065?
I'm Don Zeller. Thank you, committee. I'm on the Board of Trustees for about a year and a half, and I guess I'm on the, I'll call it the mild no side. In the year and a half I've been on this board, I've heard from a lot of retirees, and I feel like I represent retirees as much as the active people, and I've worked for the state for almost 30 years now, so I will be eligible for the Rule of 85 soon, and I feel like I will certainly look out for the efforts of the retirees and that I will represent them as well as the active employees that I represent. So just think they got good representation.
Thank you. Are there further opponents of House Bill 1065?
My name is Wes Cheddar, and I'm representing myself, although I'm on the Board of Trustees. There are only about three or four of us that are in this room who sat at the table or in the room when the legislature, and it was the legislature, that decided the composition of the Board of Trustees back in the 1973 interim that passed in 74. And frankly, there was a lot of discussion on how this should be how this Board of Trustees should be set up. I was a staff person to the original committee, and it was not an easy decision to divide up the slots, and slots were added, actually, during the course. But the one thing that has always been a feature of our current Board of Trustees, and that is there is some equal representation or some representation. We saw earlier this afternoon that there is not always the same interest from a retired individual and how they look at something when the active Class B member spoke to you about the previous bill, that was a different perspective than Class A members. So as you look at this, the way the bill is written, it gives every retired individual an equal chance or the same chance, or they would be in other words, you could have anybody could compete for each slot, whereas this Board of Trustees, there are certain subdivisions, and if it's three slots that any individual retired can be a candidate for, therein probably is why I personally oppose this bill, because I believe that there are different interests, retired interests, among the retired members, i.e. Class B, people who come from certain employment groups. What this bill would essentially do is allow one large subsection of this 12,000 number to control or have all three slots, retired slots. That's the way it may play out that way in the future. And so, therefore, that's how why I, as an individual, felt that the adding just two more slots without any more subdivision. But this is, of course, a legislative decision, as it was decided back in the 1975 session. I believe it was that the slots would be elected. It had the board, legislature originally had it set up that they'd be appointed. In about 1975 session, the statute was changed that it was an elected system, which in fact has worked out quite nicely over the course of over 25 years.
Thank you, sir. Are there further opponents of House Bill 1065? Seeing none, we'll close to committee discussion and action.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator McCracken.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Well, you know, as I look over the chart that Representative Michael passed out here, I think I find a couple of interesting things here. State employees, the total, there's like 11,900, and they have two state employee members on their board, you know, for the 11,000. And if I went through this correctly, there we have one retiree, and there's 15,300 some members of that. So, you know, thinking about that, it just seems logical to me that you would think about adding the two members representing the retirees on this particular board. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion to pass.
We have a motion, McCracken. Second, McIntyre. Do pass on House Bill 1065. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
No.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Diedrich?
No.
3 yeas, 2 nays.
All right, then. House Bill 1065 will go to the floor with a do pass recommendation.